channel last Sunday. You know, if you're real stickler to where it wasn't actually word for word identical to the story, you're kind of going, I'm not sure. But the whole point of this Bible mini-series is to take the stories of God and the story of the Bible and show them in a way that helps us realize the central theme of God's redemption plan and love for people. And that's what they're... Anybody notice a reoccurring phrase last Sunday? God is with us. If you watch it, God is with us! And that's kind of the reoccurring theme. God is with us. And I hope you today realize, know, and believe God is with you. Do you know that today? I hope you know that today. You're not alone. You're not on your own. You don't have to try to figure it out by yourself. You're not just floundering in this big, bad world without any help, without any resources. God is with you. This morning, I'm just going to talk short. Everybody's laughing. They don't think I can do this in 10 minutes, but we're going to do it. We have Linda and Rocky here, and we want to give them lots of time. You're going to love Linda and Rocky Lanier and their ministry. We're just happy to have them with us again. But let's show this video clip, and then I'll jump into it.
I won't hurt him. Swear.
You're Israelites.
You've heard about us?
You have a God who commands the winds and parts the seas.
He saved us from slavery. We are his chosen.
This whole city is terrified of you. How can we fight a people whose God can do that?
Open up! Open up!
Back in time!
Open the door!
Can we get out that way? Help us and we will help you.
Go. I'll store them if I can.
Come with us.
I can't. My family.
When our army comes, hang this on your door so they will know not to harm you. You'll be passed over.
Stay here.
Tell me, did you find a way in? Is there a weakness?
Not in the walls. But in their hearts. Joshua, we met a woman. She thinks God has taken the city already. The people melt in fear because they know he is with us.
God is with us.
God is with us.
So that's pretty cool. You don't get to come to church to see a big fight scene every Sunday, do you? But we're talking about the journey from slavery to freedom, or bondage to freedom. And you just saw Rahab the harlot. She was in Jericho, and she was in bondage in a lot more ways than one. But she found some freedom. She used her faith. She decided to make some changes. She did just some amazing things that took her from her old life to a new life. She actually became the great-grandmother of King David. And through her lineage came Jesus Christ. So from Rahab the harlot in Jericho, should have probably died when they conquered the city, to the lady who became great-grandma to King David, and then Jesus Christ came through her lineage, that's quite a shift. That's quite a transformation. And probably not all of us need that big of a transformation. Anybody need that big of one? No? Probably not all of us need that big of one. Maybe some of us are ready for that big of a transition. If I can shift from slavery that I'm experiencing to some new freedom that I really want, I'm up for that. What do I need to do? What's going on? So our story is really similar to Rahab's in three ways. Number one, our story starts out sad, just like hers did. Do you guys feel that your story starts out sad? The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So yeah, it starts out sad. It says everybody who sins is a slave to sin. Have you ever felt like you were a slave to something? You wanted to change, you wanted to get rid of it, you wanted it to quit eating your lunch all the time, but you just couldn't figure out how. Well, me too. And we found out Jesus is the way. He's the one that helps us break those bondages. The second thing that our story is like Rahab, she had a choice. We have a choice too. We can do nothing. We can do something negative, or we can do something positive. We have those choices too. And I think Rahab was at a place in her life where she said, the status quo is the status no. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not living like this anymore. I need a change. I need something better. I'm going to start making some choices that are going to take me on this journey from slavery to freedom, from bondage to freedom. And so you and I get those choices too. And every day, today I'm freer than I was a year ago, but I'm probably not as free as I need to be yet. And I don't have everything I need yet. And I need to keep making some better choices, not doing nothing, not doing the negative, but doing the positive instead, and letting God lead me on this journey to freedom that we've begun and we've started. And then the third point is, my story is marked by the scarlet cord too. You saw the Israelite give her this scarlet cord and said, this red cord, if you'll hang it out your window, when we come back to town, we will protect you and save you. And that scarlet cord represents the cord, the blood of Jesus Christ. You and I need the blood of Jesus on our life too. It's the blood of Jesus that transforms us. The thing you can't do for yourself, Jesus can do for you. The thing you don't have power to change, he has power to change. How do you get born again? How do you get converted? How do you get a new life? How do you get from here to there? It's not our power. We've tried it, right? We've tried it in our own power. It isn't there. But it's this scarlet cord. This scarlet cord runs through the entire Bible, through the whole history of mankind. There's this redemption, this love of God, this God saying, if you'll come to me, I will help you. I will do it with you. I will do it for you if you'll come to me. And that scarlet cord is still running through our life and our generation today. So that's awesome, and that's really cool. And we invite you to take that journey from slavery to freedom. We want to see you do that. There's a prayer in your notes. Maybe you can pray this prayer with me. I'll pray it. You can say amen or uh-huh or oh me or oh my, ever how it relates to you. Lord God, thank you for your freedom that is ours in Christ Jesus. Please help us, each one, to live in that freedom by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving us from sin day by day and moment by moment. Thank you for delivering us from the sin that so easily entangles us and freeing us from the habits and addictions that drag us down and bind us in ways that are contrary to your will for us. Help us to live in our rightful heritage as children of God. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 Hey, get your Connect cards out today and fill those out with us.